Now, do you all remember 3 weeks ago on Sunday when you came to church and you brought flowers and the flowers were brought right up to the chancel? What were we celebrating that happened in the Word on that day? Yes? You forget? Does anyone remember? What were we celebrating that day?
Easter.
That's right. And what happened on Easter? Does anyone remember what happened on Easter? Yes. The Lord rose. That's right. So this morning we're going to read in the Gospel of Luke what happened after the Lord rose. First, we're going to begin where the women came with spices to the sepulcher, and we're going to learn about how the Lord met two of his disciples who were walking down the road to a town called Emmaus from Jerusalem. They didn't recognize him at first, but then they finally did, and then the Lord went back to Jerusalem and ascended up to heaven. That's what we're going to read about this morning, and listen especially carefully for what it was that caused these two disciples to recognize the Lord. So this begins with the women at the sepulcher. And on the first day of the week, early in the morning, the women came to the sepulcher, bringing spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. But they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And entering in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about it, behold, two men stood by them in flashing garments. Who do you think those two men were in flashing garments? Yes? They were angels, that's right. And as the women were in fear and inclined their faces to the earth, the men said to them, "Why do you seek him who lives among the dead?" Who were they talking about, the two angels? Who were the two angels talking about? Him who lives. Yes?
The Lord.
The Lord. They were talking about the Lord. And returning from the sepulcher, the women reported all of these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. But it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the rest of the women with them who told these things to the apostles. So they went back and told these amazing things to the Lord's disciples. And their sayings appeared before them as idle tales. They did not believe them. So the Lord's disciples didn't believe that the women had seen two angels at the sepulcher, and they didn't believe that the Lord had risen. And listen to what happens next. And behold, two of the disciples were going that same day to a village, which is called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they conversed with one another of all these things which had happened. So as they were walking down the road together, they were talking to each other about these reports from the women that they didn't believe. And it came to pass, as they conversed and were disputing, Jesus himself, being near, went with them. But their eyes were held, so they did not know him. So they were discussing the events that had happened that morning, and the Lord had been near them and came up to them, and they saw him, but they didn't recognize him. Now, I have a picture here we can look at to help us picture what this may have looked like. If you see this painting, you can see the Lord in the middle, and then the two disciples on either side. You see as their heads are down, they're walking along the road, and we can picture them talking about, well, these women reported that there were two angels there, and that Jesus' body wasn't there, and they're looking down and talking to each other, and then they see this man that they don't recognize walk right up to them. And he said to them, the Lord, "What words are these which you exchange with each other while you walk and are sad?" Do they look sad in that picture? Why do you think they would have been sad? Why do you think they would have been sad? Yes? Because the Lord was gone. Is that what you were going to say? Yes, because they thought the Lord had died. They were wrong, weren't they? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said to him, "Art thou only a sojourner in Jerusalem and hast not known the things which have come to pass here in these days?" They thought that the Lord was just somebody visiting and hadn't heard about all the events that had just occurred. And he said to them, the Lord said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a man, a prophet, powerful in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests And our rulers delivered him up to the judgment of death and have crucified him. But we hoped that it had been he who was to have redeemed Israel. But besides all this, today brings the third day since these things were done. So isn't that something that they were explaining to the Lord himself, all of the things that had happened to the Lord, because they did not recognize who he was. And the Lord said to them, O thoughtless and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, to have entered into his glory? And listen to what the Lord does next. And beginning from Moses and from all of the prophets, he interpreted to them in the scriptures the things concerning himself. Do you know what that means? That means as they were walking down that road to Emmaus, the Lord explained what the Old Testament means. Moses means the first five books of the Word. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and prophets are the prophets in the Old Testament. And the Lord explained those to them, it says. Wouldn't you love to hear the Lord explain his word to you as you were going on a walk in an afternoon? Wouldn't that be wonderful? And they drew near to the village wherever they were going, and he made as though he would go further. And they pressed him, saying, Abide with us, for it's toward evening, and the day has declined. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, as he reclined with them, taking bread, he blessed it, breaking, gave it to them. Now, do you remember another time when the Lord broke bread and gave it to his disciples close to his crucifixion? Yes. The Last Supper, when they were celebrating the Passover before the Lord was crucified. And that's why we do Holy Supper, why your parents come and take unleavened bread and wine, because the Lord said, do this in remembrance of me. And now he is breaking bread again with his disciples. Do you think that might have helped them remember and recognize who he was? You think that might have helped them? Yes? Let's see. It says, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he became invisible to them. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he spoke to us in the way, and while he opened up to us the scriptures? And then they went back to Jerusalem to meet up with the other disciples, and the Lord appeared again in the midst of all of the disciples together. And then they went outside of Jerusalem, and the Lord ascended to heaven. So at that point, all of the disciples knew exactly who Jesus was, that he was the Lord, God of heaven and earth. And if we look back at this story, and we think as they're first walking along the road and discussing what happened that morning, the Lord was there, but they didn't recognize him. That's like when you woke up this morning and were getting dressed and brushing your teeth, doing your normal thing. The Lord was there, just like he was there for those disciples. Or think about when they were arguing about what had happened. And they were sad. Their faces look sad there, don't they? And the Lord even recognized you're sad. If you're sad about something or maybe having an argument or upset, can't figure something out, just like the Lord was with those disciples on the road to Emmaus, he is right there with you. Now, how about when you're reading the Word or you're hearing somebody else read the Word or you're talking about a story from the Word? Especially the Lord is there with you then. And if you think about it, when you hear the Lord's word or think about the Lord's word, don't you feel warm inside sometimes? And remember, the disciples said our hearts burned within us when he opened up to us the scriptures. And then finally, when the Lord broke bread and they recognized who he was, do you know what that's like? That's like when you do something good for somebody else because you learned from the Lord to do it. If you think about it, you know that the Lord is really there with you, helping you do that wonderful thing. Because bread represents goodness that comes from the Lord's love. So when we look at this story, the disciples knew, after all of these things happened and that the Lord ascended to heaven, that Jesus Christ was the Lord. And they knew he was with them always. And when we look at this story from our own perspective, we can see that just like the disciples knew, we can also now know that the Lord is always with us. Amen.